Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest I grew up reading. I'd wait for the sporting news to come in the mail, and then I'd flip over to the college basketball section, check his power poll, see where he had teams ranked. Talking about a guy that worked here in Pittsburgh, did a great job for so many years with the sporting news. Mike DeCourcy is my guest. Ron is off today, by the way. Mike, you were right about Kevin Stallings. You didn't like this hire from the very beginning.
That's correct.
Why?
Well, because his track record at Vanderbilt was not elite. It wasn't even exceptional. And you were hiring someone who were hiring someone to replace a coach whose track record was extraordinary. So it made no sense to hire someone who had been in the business for as long as Kevin had, and had produced solid results at best, and who was fading where he was to the point where his team got something of a gift spot in the first four that year, and then went out and lost by 20 plus, something like that, to Wichita State. There was nothing compelling about hiring him at that point. Add on the complication with the Jeter issue. There was no reason. There was literally no good reason to hire him. And I think you saw the results of what transpired over the past 2 years.
Do you have any problem with firing him after only 2 years?
The problem I have with it is that it's going to cost the university and or its boosters a lot of money to make him go away.
Yeah.
And the question is, are you now going to get what you hoped all that money will buy? And that's not easy. The situation Pitt basketball is in is dramatically more complicated than it's ever been, really. And so you have to be sure, that you can get your money's worth, so to speak. I mean, because it's not just what you have to pay the next coach; it's having to make this guy disappear.
Well, right. That's why I would have brought him back for one more year, despite the public's reaction to that move when it got announced. I would have brought him back for 1 year for exactly what
you just
said.
Well, I mean, you'd be saving yourself $2.5 million, and then just multiply, do the math. I mean, at least now you've got a chance to fill some of the seats that are empty now because the people just don't want to connect with the product, the program as it is now. And if you bring in a coach who is able to connect, to re-energize, even if you only fill half of those empty seats, you mm-hmm. probably come close to breaking even on that year. So from that standpoint, it does make sense.
Yeah.
But there is that idea that you have to get this one right now. You can't get it wrong, period, and you certainly can't get it as wrong as you got the last one.
So then you think Pitt's in a bit of a quagmire right now?
Well, I think that, I will say that I think they're actually in a better position now to hire a new coach than they were 2 years ago because the bar is so low. That 2 years ago you were saying, okay, we just had a guy make 11 tournaments in 13 years and we can do better. And everybody in basketball said, no, you can't. No, you cannot do better than that. And now now the question is, can you do better than 0-19 in the ACC? Well, absolutely you could do better than that.
Yeah.
So now you're actually in a better situation, but you can't get it wrong. I mean, because otherwise you've lit $10 million on fire.
Yeah, one thing I'll say, Mike, is that as far as the Barnes-Dixon relationship, I think you could have done better. Because I think that there's a direct connection to the way the program moved and where it went after Barnes came in to replace Peterson.
But maybe that's what they blew.
Well, because I think at that point, Jamie said the writing is on the wall here. And if you look at the graduate transfers he brought in and the way he went about recruiting his last 2 years, I think at that point he was ready to hit the eject button. So,
well, I think he came to understand that what had worked for them in the Big East
was not going to work here.
They couldn't replicate it.
Yeah, you're right.
And it was going to be a challenge. And so, and that was something that I'd written about the day that it decided that it wanted to leave for the ACC, that the likelihood was that the basketball success that they'd enjoyed was going to dissipate. And that one came true as well. But now you have to figure out a way. You have to find a way. You have to find someone with a plan. The resume is important, but what matters now is that this next coach has to come in and say, here's how we're going to make this work. Because it is not an easy deal at Pitt in the ACC. Unless and until Pitt starts churning out basketball players like they did in the 70s and Clancy days, the Deep Kelly those days. Unless you do that, your situation in your league now is really complicated.
I agree. Yeah, this is not a turn. This is not a turnkey operation.
So you have to find somebody that understands that and has an idea of how to conquer that. And I certainly think that there are coaches out there. Look, when Ben and Jamie and Slice pulled off what they did at Pitt, in the early 2000s, I wouldn't have seen that coming, and so it wouldn't at all surprise me if there's a coach out there who can figure this one out. Mm-hmm. I think it's more complicated than it was 15 years ago, but I think it's solvable. It has to be somebody who understands that they just can't say, I'm Coach Smith and I've done this, and so this is going to happen here.
Well, right, and plus the next guy should get more patience. He better get more patience from the fan base, because
as long as he's an engaging person with a good track record, I think he will. Because I think that they failed in both those counts last time, and so I think that from that and again, as I said, now 0-19, fixing 0-19 is a lot easier than fixing, well, how come you never got to the Final Four?
Right. We're talking to Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News. Mike, I think the way that I don't think that they see a big boost in attendance next year, because I think the only selling point for this coach is that it's going to be, he's not Kevin Stallings. It's going to be somebody who's closer to an unknown than a well-known commodity in college basketball. Would you agree with that?
Well, I guess it's possible. I mean, when Ben came, was he well-known commodity?
Maybe to you and I, but not to the casual fan.
I don't know who today's Ben necessarily is. But if you get that guy this time, I think that people will respond. And again, like I said, I mean, you've got now 10,000-ish empty seats, that just for a round number.
Yep.
I mean, if you sell 40% of those, I mean, it might not look like much in the arena, but it's a drastic improvement over where you are now.
I'm going to throw some names out there, and you just tell me what you know about the coach and if you have a strong opinion or a high opinion of the guy.
Okay.
How about, let's start with Eric Musselman.
Yeah, he's really sharp. He's really bright. He's coached in the NBA. He's done a great job at Nevada. More of a Western guy, so that would, that's where you start to, now you're hiring a resume, and he's certainly a very good coach, but, how does he connect with the problem of turning Pitt into an ACC school, I guess, so to speak? And that would be my only concern, is that, Eric's, most of his career has been transacted west of the Mississippi. And those geographical replants, they don't often work. I mean, Mark Fox coached at the same place and did even better. I mean, Eric's not been there long enough to do as well as Mark did. But, and he went to Georgia, and he hasn't been able to get it over the hump.
Thad Matta.
That is a Hall of Fame level talent. If he's healthy and you can get him, it's a grand slam. Those are two questions that I don't know the answer to. I haven't. I, you know, I, have, I supposed to get together with Fed a couple of weeks ago. It didn't happen. So I haven't had the chance to find out, you know, how he feels and that sort of thing. But if he's healthy from his back issues or feels better, he's an unbelievable coach. He's, like I said, he's a Hall of Fame talent. When they let him go at Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
And I did the math. I was sitting in, a hotel in Pittsburgh, as a matter of fact, that day, and I'm doing the math, and I'm like, he averaged 26 wins a year for his entire career. That was with the two tough years at the end of his Ohio State tenure. And I kept doing the math over and over because I couldn't believe he averaged 26 wins a year. That's how good he is.
Mike, if he's trying to get back into coaching, don't you think he just waits to see what happens with Chris Mack and goes back to Xavier? Don't you think he'd like that job more than this one?
He didn't like, you know, he didn't. The Xavier experience wasn't universally positive for him.
Okay,
let's put it that way.
All right.
Trying to remember which season it was. It might have been 2003 or 2004. They had a really rough first two thirds, and then they won like 10 games in a row or something. Things got really tough on him during those first two thirds. I'm not sure that he'd rush back there if he could have a fresh start like this.
Okay. Are you familiar with his assistant, Chris Gent, at all? Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, I mean, Chris played in the NBA. He's worked in the NBA. I knew him when he was on the staff there. He's a really bright guy, great player development guy, has not been a head coach at the college level. That would be somebody that you would be hiring, and he would have to have a definitive idea on making Pitt work.
Would that seem like too big of a jump? I think he's an NBA assistant right now to go right to an ACC school with no head coaching experience in between.
Well, it's a challenge,
yeah.
Certainly. And again, you know, there are certain programs, there are certain places that, you know, that you're set up to win. I mean, like if you're at Murray State, for instance, where Mick Cronin started.
Yep.
You know, that's a place where if you do the right things, you know, you're the best job in that league, so you should be in the hunt to win the regular season, and you should be in the hunt to make the NCAAs if you're a good coach and you do it right. Pitt is not that right now, so putting a person who hasn't been a head coach in that position would worry me a little.
Okay, how about Dan Hurley? I don't think that's realistic. Do you?
I think Dan will have other options. But, you know, the question is, what's the market this year? What opens that would be more appealing? Right now?
I've heard he'd take the Connecticut job over the Pitt job.
Well, he may. The UConn job is really complicated.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is. Yes, it is.
You know, they have budget issues in the state. They've got the problem of being in the American. I mean, we just named Mick Cronin our coach of the year. That's up on the site right now. And one of the reasons we named him coach of the year was because getting to the top 10 from that league right now is a massive achievement. Everybody else that had been good has disappeared.
How about the Charleston coach? What do you know about him, Grant?
Yeah, I do not know a lot about him.
Okay.
I did a terrific job in a program that had been, you know, kind of damaged, because of some political issues inside the program. Did, you know, how they handled their previous coach and that sort of thing. And he came in and, you know, and pushed it forward immediately. So got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Does Jamie Dixon's success at TCU, getting them back to the tournament in his second year there, surprise you at all?
No, because he's terrific.
Yeah.
And he walked into a situation where there were some decent players. They got, you know, probably what surprises me more than anything is that they lost their point guard, Jalen Fisher. They lost him for a stretch earlier in the year.
And now he's done for the year.
And then they lost him again for the year. And they managed to keep it going even without him. And that's, you know, most programs that don't have a point guard really struggle. They lost theirs, and they've still managed to keep it going.
Mike, where are you going to be this week? What tournament are you covering? You staying at home?
Actually, this week, I was at the Big Ten last week.
Okay.
And so my boss just said, stay home and watch it all. And then on
you
going to
be here
Sunday,
next week?
I will be there next week, yes.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, I'll be on Big Ten Network doing some wrap-up shows and a bracket show on Sunday night at 7:30 Eastern. So you can
cool. You
can check me out there.
And you're going to be here on Thursday?
And I will, yeah, Wednesday, I guess, right?
That's right.
For the press conference.
Okay.
So
cool.
I will be in
at some point
on Wednesday.
I'll see you then. Thank you so much for giving me
so much time today.
You bet. Mike DeCorsi, Sporting News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.